Hi friends, so I am here in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and I'm 8 weeks in to potentially a 2 year stint. Let's see. But here are my initial thoughts. Now, I will stand by what I previously said. This is one of the safest countries I have ever been to, and I've traveled quite a lot. I've traveled to 40 different countries, and this is one of the safest countries I've been in. I feel very safe as a female traveler. And obviously I don't wear a hijab, no one judges you, no one says anything, and people are very respectful. Would I travel here as a solo female traveler? Absolutely. You get stigma about the Middle East, but it's safer than where we come from. I've lived in Birmingham, I've lived in London, I've lived back and forth in Manhattan. This is on a different scale. You can't even compare. It's so safe and very family oriented. So definitely would recommend. Number two. Now, I've been to a few places in GCC. I've been to Dubai a few times, Abu Dhabi. Saudi people, I don't know if it's because they've been quite a closed country up until recently. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a tribal thing, but they are really welcoming and really warm. When we came in October before I accepted the job, we were like in taxis and the taxi driver would speak to my husband, invite them to his house for coffee, and my boss invited me to her house and she cooked me like this amazing, I think she's originally Syrian. She's honestly the best cook I've ever met, and she cooked this amazing meal. And the hospitality and warmth is something that is I have not experienced before. Maybe Pashto people from the north of Pakistan can compare in kind of the hospitality, but it is on a global scale on another level. So Saudi people are very kind and probably the kindest people I've met, certainly in the GCC and almost in the world. Number three. Now this is something that I wasn't expecting and something I only realized now that I'm living here. In the upper echelons of society, so I think upper middle class and above, I don't know, I'm still new, but cosmetic surgery is massively prevalent, and I feel a little bit left out because I feel like often in spaces with upper middle class women, I am the only one that doesn't have lip filler and the rest of it. And I think there is like a pressure. I don't know. I have not yet come to the realization of what is driving this. It could be that it's wealthy and it's a wealthy country, and if you have money, what are you going to spend it on? Might as well spend it on looking your best, right? I don't know. But that isn't something I was expecting, because when you go out, you don't see many female faces. The majority of people wear the full-on veil, but when the veil comes off, they're like, beautiful. Beautiful people, mashallah. So, yeah. I will keep you updated, but so far, loving it. So 10 out of 10.